That's what Long Island Republican Representative Peter King says. He opposes the Affordable Care Act, but he also opposes the tactics some in his party used to try and delay it. King says the fight, which led to the government shutdown, has hurt the GOP.
When you're down at 24%, when you're at the lowest percentage in history, you're not in good shape. I mean, since this started, support for Obamacare has gone up, even though the program's been a failure so far. The president's drop has stopped, and our numbers have kept going down.
The last-minute deal sets up a new bipartisan committee tasked with finding a solution to the budget impasse by December, which both sides are hoping can avert another shutdown in the coming months. For WSHU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.